This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
I want to talk this morning something in relation to what happened a week ago, Saturday. A week ago when Congregationswoman Gifford was shot. I want to talk about what people have been saying recently, that we have to be a little more civil with each other in our political discussions. But I'm not going to get into politics. I'm going to get mostly in what a Christian accent should be in this world. First of all, I hope that you all by now are familiar with my accent. I don't know if you know that I have an accent, because I do. When I first came to the diocese, I was leaving the parish, and a lady said to me, "Oh, Bishop, you must be Irish, aren't you?" And I said, "Lady, you have the wrong island." Because I was born near Florida, in the island of Cuba. And that's why I speak like this, just like Ricky Ricardo. But you know, I have been... Let's see what happened. I have been a kind of worried many times with my accent, because in life you want to blend with everybody. You don't want to be different. At the same token, I began to read the Bible, and I discovered that I didn't have to worry anything about it, because Jesus had an accent. I don't know if you know that. Not only Jesus, but the disciples had an accent. Do you believe me? Bishop will never lie, right? How come you said no, Marty? Oh. If you don't believe me, I'm going to prove to you that Jesus and the disciples had an accent. I asked someone to read from Matthew chapter 26, verse 73. Who has the reading?
I do.
Oh, you have? Okay. It's just one verse.
Yes. After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you."
You see? What kind of accent he had? He was in Jerusalem. This is the time, remember, when Peter follows Jesus when he was arrested, and he's out there. He had been twice already. People have said, "You're one of them, you're one of them." But this time, he's accused of being one of the Galileans because his accent betrayed him. You see, Jesus and the disciples were mainly from the northern part, from Galilee. Today, if you travel from Nazareth in Galilee to Jerusalem, it takes about 2 hours, or less than 2 hours, depending how fast you go. They have marvelous expressways. But back there then, it took about 2 or 3 days. People were isolated from each other. And the people from Galilee spoke with an accent when they arrived in Jerusalem. It was easy to recognize them. And I'm sure if somebody comes from, let's say, from the deep south and begins to speak with you, you begin to know what they're saying. But at the same token, you're beginning to notice the accent of that person. If you come from the Northeast, let's say from Boston, that same person begins to talk to you and you don't understand a word. Or somebody from Brooklyn, or, you know, when people come from different areas, they begin to have an accent from where they are from, because America is very large and people speak with different accents. So what I'm referring today is that Jesus had an accent, not only in the way he spoke, but he also had an accent in the way he acted. And the same way that you couldn't recognize an accent by the sounds, by the way you speak, you can recognize a Christian, a follower of Christ, by his accent in his actions. You see, accents really divide us. They have divided us. It's from the very beginning. There is a story in the Bible that I loved it because it's so crazy, but it's found in the book of Judges in the Old Testament. If you look in the book of Judges, chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. 4 to 8, I think they are. And listen to this. This is what happened. Let me just put it in the scenario. There had been a war, a fight between two tribes of Israel. And one tribe lost. And they were trying to escape. But the other tribe, the people from the other tribe, what they did, they put guards along the River Jordan. Because to escape, they had to cross the Jordan. And when the other tribe arrived, they would ask them to say a certain word. And if they pronounced that word with an accent, they were killed. And this is in the Bible. All right.
Then Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim because they said, "You are fugitives from Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the heart of Ephraim and Manasseh." Then the Gileadites took the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. Whenever one of the fugitives of Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" When he said, "No," they said to him, "Then say Shibboleth." And he said, "Shibboleth," because he could not pronounce it. They seized him and killed him at the fords of Jordan. 42,000 of the Ephraimites fell at that time.
See, the key was that one tribe, they pronounced Shibboleth, the sh sound. And the other tribe could not pronounce it because they had not developed that sound. So instead of saying Shibboleth, they said Shibboleth. So they were killed. You see, accents divide us. And today, you can see that accent continues dividing us. But accents of our action. That is something that worries me in this country, is that there is an accent of intolerance, an accent that tries to, regardless of what the other person may seem, try to bury, destroy them, discredit them. And what I am asking for Christians is to speak like Jesus, to begin to have Jesus' accent. Now, what was Jesus' accent? Well, yeah, he was a Galilean, so he spoke in a different way. He sounded different when he arrived in Jerusalem. But Jesus had an accent in his actions. There is one reading as an example of this, and this is from the Gospel according to John. I don't know who has that. Nobody has that. Then I will read it. Oh, back there then? Ah, all right. All the way from up high. Yeah.
While Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, early in the morning he came to the temple. All the people came to him and sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery." Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now what do you say? They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her."
You know the end of the story. Finally, nobody threw a stone. And Jesus asked her, "Are you still here?" And she said, "Well, everybody left." Then Jesus said, "Then you go and sin no more." You see, Jesus' accent can be found in the different parables and stories that he said. Let's take the prodigal son. "My son that was lost is now found, and I'm going to throw a big party for him." Or in the Good Samaritan story, where somebody got off his horse and began to do what he had to do, which was to help the other person that was in need, even if that person was the enemy, or even that if that person was different. Now, what I want you to grasp is that we as Christians must have an accent in our actions. That when people see us, we can be recognized as a Christian the same way that we can be recognized if you come from the deep south or from the English islands in the Caribbean or the Spanish countries. People that have an accent, if a person from Germany comes here, begins to speak, he's recognized. If a person from Mexico comes here, he's recognized because of his accent. But what I am saying is, can we be recognized by our actions? By our actions? When we are challenged, when we are attacked, when someone says something that we completely disagree with us, we need to have and seek that accent, the same accent that Jesus had. I'm sure that none of us can speak like a Galilean, but we can speak like a Christ. Amen.